Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, it's a little over a week late, but the state has a budget for the year that began July 1st. Governor Deval Patrick signed the $30.6 billion spending plan today. The main holdup was a series of changes that will give communities more authority to adjust employees' health insurance in an effort to save money. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more.
Governor Patrick says the new rules governing health insurance negotiations for municipal employees will save cities and towns about $100 million a year. Patrick took a House-Senate compromise and spent last week negotiating changes to soften the financial hit for some union members and retirees. He says the final package, revised with input from union, municipal, House, and Senate leaders, is an important accomplishment.
By delivering meaningful savings to cities and towns, and assuring a meaningful role for employees in determining how those savings will be achieved. This has been no small accomplishment.
Municipal officials are relieved, but some union members, while going along with the compromise, still feel this is a loss. The changes mean cities and towns can increase copays and deductibles without union approval, as long as the increases are in line with what most state employees pay. Ray McGrath is political director for the National Association of Government Employees in Massachusetts.
I'm disappointed in the fact that in a state like Massachusetts, we had to get to this point in time when we've been a national example of how to treat your employees and how important the collective bargaining process is.
McGrath and the governor agree that these changes do nothing to address the underlying problem of rising health care costs. Governor Patrick says working with the legislature on that problem is his top priority in the coming months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger at the State House.